In addition to the recording of the emergency call, I request public CCTV footage from the city centre, along any routes that the boys might have been likely to take from Clifton to Feeder Canal. I want footage from the scrapyard and surrounding area too, but that's going to have to be requested from any local businesses that might have private cameras. So I ask Woodley to get onto it. Woodley and I sign out a pool car and make the short drive over to Easton. He agrees to keep a low profile during the interview. I want him to observe while I question. Some members of the Somali community have a reputation for keeping themselves to themselves. I don't know how fair that is, but it makes me wary of behaving in any way that might alienate this family. The Mahads live on an estate that's sandwiched between Stapleton Road and the motorway. It's not the ugliest estate in the area, nor does it have the worst reputation, but it's probably somewhere you'd be plotting to get away from if you had anything about you. There's a small grassy area that sits between the buildings in the middle of the estate, and I park alongside it. It looks muddy and unkempt, and I don't think the swing set could pass a health and safety inspection, even if it bribed somebody. We've had no detailed briefing about the family, so I'm not sure what to expect as we approach their building. In the middle of a short row of buzzers that are broken or just identifiable by number, theirs has a neat card inserted into a space beside the button with their name carefully printed in ballpoint pen. Inside there's no lift and the stairwell's badly lit. Though not so much that you can't see the blistered paintwork. The Mahads live on the third floor. We're greeted with a handshake by a tall man who's wearing round, gold-rimmed glasses, a white shirt, grey trousers, and an expression of deep concern. "Noor Mahad," he says, and we introduce ourselves. Inside, seated on one end of an L-shaped sofa, are two women, both dressed in hijabs. The younger woman's headscarf is deep ruby red and draped stylishly over a soft oatmeal-coloured sweater. She also wears slim, dark jeans. She's rolling a gold bracelet round her wrist. She's slightly on the chubby side, but also strikingly pretty. Her mother's clothing's much more conservative. A black headscarf worn over a long, deep brown gown that covers her feet. She wears a pale blue cardigan over the top of her gown as well, but it doesn't stop.